Hello there, everyone. It's Yvonne. I'm doing my second podcast on the root chakra again, because the first time I did it, we did it regarding patience. This time it's going to be about structure, and I made sure the music was on first. So we're good. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the first one. Okay, so structure. First question. Get a pen, piece of paper. Do you create a life that supports your being the best you can be? Kind of reminds me of the army. Be all you can be. Is that the army? I don't know. It's something. Some military. Be that you all you can be. But it's saying, do you create a life that supports your being the best you can be? Working on it. Meaning, are you just kind of going with the flow? Are you being proactive? I feel I'm being proactive, for those of you who know me. Do you feel that you are? And the whole point of this is that there's no judgment. You sit there with your little notepad and you answer the questions honestly for yourself. They're not for anybody but you. So, again, are you creating a life that supports your being the best you can be? Only you know that. I don't know that. For me, I am. Definitely yes. All I can be. Yay. Anyway, I'm overtired, by the way. So just bear with me. Second question. Do you find fulfillment in the life you have created for yourself? Abso-freaking-lutely. Oh yeah, by the way, I swear sometimes. So I apologize in advance. I try not to, but it slips sometimes. Fulfillment. I love what I do. I make jewelry. I paint. I get to take my gifts and, you know, create a business with it. If you go to holisticandmystic.com, you will see that. Or if you go to Crystal Guardians on Instagram, it's there also. You can see what I do and I do what I love. You also get to see Zoe. It's my little chihuahua. I'm such a dork. Okay, so do you find fulfillment in the life you have created for yourself? Yes, I mean, everything's a journey. Things don't happen overnight. As they say, Rome wasn't built in a day. If you can do at least one thing towards your goals, then you're on the right path. Forward is forward. Oh, am I still listening? Yeah, you jackass. Fucking Pandora. Sorry. I was like, that's not cool. It's really shitty timing, Pandora. Yes, I'm still listening. I guess you're being polite and shit, but come on. Anyway, sorry about that. So yes, I'm in my room. Music's on. Don't do that again. That wasn't cool. My cat's looking at me like I have 10 heads. Okay, she's deaf, not blind. Anyway, next question. To what degree do you need to amend the structures that support your life? Huh. And for those of you who don't know about the root chakra, that's in your crotch area. And I tried to read the definition last time and it was just a pain in the ass. So it's in your crotch. It's where the root chakra is. Let's see. And colors associated with it are red, obviously. Red is the color of the life force. It represents courage, passion, anger, and even violence. It is the color that represents earth energy, anchoring us to the planet that sustains us. That was Mosey. Excuse me, I can't see. What is it with cats lying on top of papers or books that you're working on? Stop, Mosey. Well, you're 23 pounds. Get out of the way. It is the most visible color in the entire spectrum and has been used traditionally to signify danger, poison, or threat. The color pulls the retina forward so that our energy is engaged outside of ourselves. Stop, Mosey. It warms, heats, and tones our blood. Seriously, dude. Stop. Too much red can raise blood pressure and create irritation. Yes, if you hear a cat meowing in the background, his head is like right at the speaker. Mosey, all right, good boy. Lie down, shut up. Okay, so To what degree do you need to amend the structures that support your life? I guess that means, like, what do you need to do to get on the path that you want to be on? What, Mosey? Stop. It's not your time. You get my attention all the time. So, like, what are you doing to move forward? I tell people sometimes make a list of priorities, you know, and then once one is done, you check that off on to the next one. Some people I know have done that and they said that's really helped. So only you know what works for you. Next question. Oh, if you hear purring radiator, that's him too. Let's see. Can you reflect on a time in your life when you felt supported and upheld? Absolutely. All the time. People come in my store and random strangers, you know, say things like, oh, I hope you're really successful, or just little things like that. Just makes you feel good. My family, my friends, everybody, like, people are always asking, how's your store doing, this and that, and it just makes me feel good that they actually, you know, are showing that they care. Do you have people in your life that help you feel supported? Because that's huge. Like, you can't do it on your own. You need help. In the sense that you need people to believe in you. But you gotta believe in yourself. That's number one. Because if you start doubting yourself, that's not good. So don't doubt yourself. If it feels right, it is right. That's what I say. If it feels wrong, then it usually is. But God will always put you on the right path. That I do know. But you have to be open to accepting and receiving the guidance. You have to be open to that. Because if you're not, then why? I don't know what words I'm looking for. It's like I hand people tools. I can't make you use them. That's up to you. And you'll probably hear me say that again. I probably said it last time. Because it's relevant. So anyway, next question. Can you internalize that support and make it part of the structure of your life? Absolutely. Be grateful. You know that attitude of gratitude? Absolutely. That pertains to this for sure. What qualities do you need to cultivate in order to build the life you say you want? For me, it was just determination. Like, I always knew I wanted my own business. I knew I wanted to be the boss of me. I didn't really know exactly what I was going to end up selling or doing. And, you know, it started with these Crystal Guardian things. My ex and I came up with this logo, and it just kind of went from there. It started into beautiful jewelry, and then I started doing bridal jewelry. Then it turned into candles and fair trade and bunch of stuff. Cool stuff. Remember, I said I'm tired, but I wanted to do this. I kept putting it off all week, and I'm here now, so I'm gonna do it. See? This is part of, what question? Blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Do you feel... No, there's a question that pertains to how I'm feeling right now. Alright, what qualities do you need to cultivate in order to build the life you say you want? Well, perseverance, persistence, and just motivation. Are you motivated to do what you want to do? You got to be motivated, or there's no sense in doing it. So what's the saying? Work, be the CEO, or be the entrepreneur, or you're going to end up working for one. Yes, that's what I meant. Right, Mosey? Can you stop? I wish you could see him right now. It's pretty funny. My book is resting on my 23-pound moose of a cat. Yes, Mosey, you're a moose. All right. Can you be realistic about the levels of support you need to manage your life? Yes. So, do you need a financial advisor? Are there people in your life that, you know, that you can go to, or do you have the resources? Don't think you can do it on your own, because you can't. Like, even for me, like, God knows I don't know everything. I'm still learning and taking classes and, you know, reading, just self-help books, business books, and going to these meetings called SCORE, that these people just volunteer their time to give business guidance, and it's friggin' phenomenal. And it's only for an hour each class, but you learn a lot. And then they have mentors will come to you and meet with you. It's, they're just giving their time. They're like business angels. That's what I'll call them. So are you being open to that? This is one of the questions to help, you know, manage your life or what you're trying to accomplish. You need to be just real with yourself, honestly. Don't be in denial about things. Just be very straightforward with yourself and the other people that are like trying to help you. Are you building permanent structures that can help you over the difficult moments in your life? It's a bad, like, the way they wrote that. That's why I read it funny, because just, I'm not redoing this whole damn thing. Said, are you building permanent structures that can help you over... I feel like I should say overcome. I don't know. That's just the grammar girl in me. It'll help you over the difficult moments in life. Yes, I believe so. Can you answer that? Remember, these questions are for you and you alone. You share them if you want, but they're for you. So you can go back and then read them and see if you are adapting your answers to the questions. And hopefully I'm helping you guys. I hope so. Are you building permanent structures that can help you over the difficult moment? Yes, working on that. It's in progress, but I am. What do you feel is missing in your support system? I don't think anything's missing. Like, for me, I'll be honest. Like, I procrastinate a little bit. A lot of it. Is that a word? No. And... like this podcast, like I said, I was going to do it last week. Then I'm like, oh no, I'll do it in a couple days and blah, blah, blah. Procrastination station. It's never a good thing. But they say some of the smartest people are procrastinators. So I must be a freaking genius. Anyway, I crack myself up too, by the way. You knew that from last time. So what do I feel is missing from my support system? It's for me, it's more, I just gotta sometimes... call. It's a matter of a phone call to the mentors from that score thing. What, Mosey? He's just looking at me. If you could see him right now, it's funny. Stop. Making me uncomfortable, Mosey. Here, put a blanket over your face. There. Now you can't see me. Haha. What do I feel is missing? Yeah, it's like a simple phone call to the mentor, and sometimes I just don't do it, and it's just so simple. And that's a huge support system, and sometimes it's, I just get sidetracked, and I just gotta, like, kick my own ass sometimes, like we all do. So, last question, how would you transform this? I don't know, just, oh god, hopefully you guys have better answers for these questions than I do. I'm not doing too good today. How would I transform this? I don't know, I gotta think about that one. How would I transform it? I don't know. It's in transformation now. I'm always, right now I'm working on a book that I actually started about 7 years ago. And I haven't really touched it since, like, a little bit before my father passed, which was 3 years ago last Friday, 15th of June. I feel like I gotta get on that, because that book about my life is really worth reading, and it'll help. The whole point of it is help. I know this is off topic about the root chakra or whatever, but it also has to do with goals and, you know, things in your life that you want to get done to be successful. So I guess it pertains to it too. I edited it. Edited it. Oh my god, I gotta go to bed. And now I just have to add to it since my father died, and I think, you know, I just gotta do it. It's just a matter of doing it. Alright, so hopefully you wrote your questions down. And sorry if I'm a little goofy, loofy, goofy today, but that's just me, and that's what makes these interesting. So part of this too is about the root chakra, working through negativity. So I'm gonna read two things that can help you. Cultivate patience so that when things don't go as planned, you don't lose energy by being angry or frustrated. Yeah, work on that patience. That, oh my, if you could see this cat right now. So just picture a, like a, I don't know, like back in Renaissance times when they had the curtain things that fell from the bed, you know, they tried to make it look all fancy or whatever. So I just told you I put a blanket over my cat's face because he was just like staring at me and I'm trying to read and be serious, sort of. And all of a sudden I just look up, he's sitting up looking at me through the purple curtain. It was funny. Because he had to see it. So anyway, that's all for today. Oh, no, shit. Okay, hold on. Cultivate patience so that when things don't go as planned, you don't lose energy by being angry or frustrated. Well, some people deserve, like, a smack in the... What is it? A high five to the face with a chair or something. Some people definitely deserve it. I say be nice, be kind, but take no shit. I really wish you guys could see my cat right now. He's pretty damn funny. Hey, Mosey. He's trying to play with the pen through the blanket thing. What a numbnut. Alright, and some people just don't deserve your time or energy at all, and we all know this. But that's an acquired talent for sure, is to remain calm and realize that it's them, not you. Be kind, but take no shit. Alright. Second one, allow time for things to come around in a positive way for you. If you do not succeed in the beginning of a project, rethink it and let things develop in the light of positive affirmation. They will do so eventually if you can persevere. Well, ain't that the friggin' truth? Let me read that again. Allow time for things to come around in a positive way. If you do not succeed in the beginning of a project, rethink it, let things develop in the light of positive affirmation. Keep those vibrations high, people. Keep them high. Because when you start thinking about what can go wrong, that's all that's going to happen. So you got to think about the things that are going to go right. And if it's meant to be on that path and going to go right, then it will. It's that simple. But you have to persevere, like this thing says. So anyway, all right. Mosey, you look such a dork. I wish you could put pictures on here because it's funny. That's all for tonight, people. I'm proud of myself. I got through it. What? Stop doing that. I gotta cover his face. Love you guys. Peace out. And enjoy the evening or wherever you are in the world. And focus on trying to meditate and just get in a place where, you know, you can trust your own inner light and being and higher power there. Because you've got it. All right. I love you. Goodbye.